Ready to go. My name's Rob Henthorn. I'm Vice President Education at NUS Scotland. Well, in terms of the 14% increase in under-25s on full-time college courses, it's really good to see that full-time college courses are being maintained, that the numbers are increasing, and it's being recognised that full-time education plays a really valuable role in improving youth employment and access to higher education as well. But in terms of the fall in part-time places, a 41% decrease in overall student places and a 48% decrease in part-time students, the focus on full-time provision seems to be putting at risk students who wouldn't normally have access to education, the students we know that are already most marginalised, those with caring responsibilities, especially women, and adult learners as well. And we know that that's a vital route into education for so many people that shouldn't be closed down. Yes, absolutely. We know that students with caring responsibilities find it much harder to access education, especially full-time education, than other people. It's incredibly disappointing to see student numbers dropping in this area. We know that colleges can do some incredible work within their communities to deliver high-quality outcomes for people who are at risk of missing out of education. And now we need to ensure those benefits aren't being lost through the cuts in part-time places. I think colleges know that they've got a difficult task ahead of them. We know that... can I start and answer that again? hang on a second. So we know that colleges are doing the best they can in a very difficult situation. They support some of our most disadvantaged communities in Scotland. And while any student lost from any level of education is a huge loss in potential, it's particularly important at colleges, where students face the greatest barriers to access education, that the colleges have the resources to do it properly. So looking ahead to the next draft budget, we need to see commitments from the Scottish Government, especially in terms of delivering part-time places, to make sure that colleges can do that vital work. Well, it's absolutely good to see full-time college places being maintained and increasing. We know that they have an absolutely huge role in improving youth employment, access to higher education, and opening up opportunities for huge numbers of young people. But when it comes to changing the shape of communities, we know that part-time education has a huge role to play as well. It's not about one or the other. It's about making sure that everyone has access to education in a way that suits their circumstances best. We know that once students get into college, the main thing that lets them down in terms of staying in is the amount of money in support they get. We know that the main reason students drop out is because of financial difficulties. So we need to make sure that the Scottish Government is giving students the money they need to stay in education. That's why we've welcomed the Scottish Government's pledge to conduct a full review of Scotland's student support system. And today's figures stand to show an urgent need for that review. We need a complete overhaul of the underfunded, overstretched system that exists in further education, and make sure that no student is left to rely on commercial debt or impractical working hours, or in worst cases, forced to drop out of education altogether. We absolutely want to make sure the Scottish Government is meeting its commitment in terms of access to education. Looking ahead to the next draft budget, we need to see commitments on delivering the necessary number of part-time student places and the resources to do so, alongside student support commitments so that they can stay in education, so that no student, particularly those most in need, will miss out or find themselves excluded from education entirely. No, I think that's just about everything we wanted to get in. Yeah. That's great. Thanks very much.